The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association
with... That's so smooth.
Do you reckon?
Nobody would have ever known if I had said anything.
And then you've ratted me up, haven't you? You've ratted me up. Thank you. Charming. Yeah. Charming.
Hey.
Anyway.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. We've got two more great guests to talk to in the second part of the show. We've heard from Anita in the first part of the show. We've got loads of emails. We've still got tweets and ridiculous gifts coming in. Keep them coming. I'll tell you what, Bird, why don't you read something?
I will, but did you know what's on Friday? I always like to to wind you up about this on a Friday.
Go on then.
It's Valentine's Day, isn't it?
It's what?
Valentine's Day on Friday.
What's all that then?
There we go. Manda, I tried. There we are.
You started this. So what are you doing?
You've got more to worry than Valentine's Day, I tell you.
Have I?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep. You know what this year is, don't you?
Don't even start that.
I've said to Stephen, he needs to worry.
Have you? Are you threatening him?
He laughed at me. He went, that ain't ever going to happen. I went, oh no. 29th. It's the 29th this year. We can all, ladies, get down on one knee and be empowered. Apparently.
I'm away that day.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, you sit there and worry with your teeth out there. Here we are, the 2020 Business Expo, a free event for decision makers, inspirational keynote speakers, informative workshops. There's 80-plus exhibitors showcasing their projects, services, networking, breakfast and speed networking. Listen to this. So the speakers include Michaela Wayne. She was the Apprentice finalist in 2017.
We've had her on our show. She's been on the show, yeah.
I wanted to hear more from her, actually, because it was such a quick, brief telephone conversation,
it was, and she's a really interesting lady because she runs a construction business. That's good.
We've got the MD of Design, Buy and Build, James Osborne. He's also been on the show. We've got the founder of Energy. We've got Daniel. Why are you huffing and puffing?
I'm just saying everyone's been on this show.
Oh, here's another one. We've got Daniel Knowlton. He's the co-founder of Knowlton Marketing.
He's never been on.
Is he not?
Yeah, he has.
I was going to say, I thought he's been
on. I haven't
had
Lloydie on, though.
I've tried to get Lloydie on mine. He won't come on the show.
I want Lloydie on next.
Have you seen their new podcast? Yeah. They are poking the bear with people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very much about networking. Very, very funny. We've got Paul Hargreaves, from founder of Cotswold Fair. We've got Kenda McDonald, CEO of Automation Ninjas. And that's on Wednesday, the 10th of June.
I tell you, Kenda, she's been on the show as well. She's brilliant. She's an absolutely brilliant speaker. Really fabulous.
Is she? What's she going to speak about? Do you know?
Automating Ninjas.
Beautiful. Wednesday, 10th of June.
Obviously.
This is what I'm working with today at Ashford International Hotel. If you want more info on exhibiting or attending, you need to go to www.2020businessexpo.co.uk. We need to trademark that because people find it hilarious.
Do they?
I think so, yeah.
Right.
I get so much feedback from this.
Do you?
It's like a little comedy act.
Is it? Well, I'll tell you what, it's been nuts today, hasn't it? I mean, the GIF wars going on Twitter have been unbelievable.
Have you seen what Miss Flanders has just sent
in? I don't think I want to, do I?
Oh, I think you do.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's put a beautiful GIF saying, shh. And she's crying with laughter. Yes, I know, I'm helping Amanda.
Right. I want to tell you about this. It's a new fund from the Kent Community Foundation to support bold ideas that will have a significant impact for social good. Do you know someone who's had that light bulb moment, a brilliant idea that could have significant impact for social good, but they're struggling to find time or resources to progress their idea? Well, the Kent Community Foundation is looking to provide funding to support ideas that will make a considerable difference to the community. The Martello Fund, administered by Kent Community Foundation, has launched the Out of the Ordinary Fund, specifically to encourage experimentation and enterprise. The idea can be small or large, but must be something new and bold. Catalyst grants up to £5,000 are being offered to individuals seeking support to investigate, focus on, or incubate their idea by the 21st of February. Potential grantees should be nominated by a third-party organisation that knows them and their idea. If you'd like to find out more, are interested in being nominated, or would like to nominate someone to receive a grant for this dynamic new fund, then please contact Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-I-E, natalie@kentcf.org.uk. Applications close on the 21st of February.
Entries are now open for the Best Business Events Canterbury Business Awards. They're free, simple and quick to enter. The gala dinner takes place at Broom Park. Why are you poking at me?
You can't enter.
Nope.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
Thank you, Canterbury. That's 20. Right. That's what you get on this show. You can't enter. The gala dinner takes place.
She's
but
in the
I,
wrong place, that's why.
I can enter Anita's Awards and they're national and they are at Wembley.
Yeah, because Bird's got a global business, you know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
You're mocking me.
I'm not.
I have got a global business.
As
anyway,
if I would
the gala
mock
dinner
you.
Takes place at Broom Park, Canterbury, 26th of March. That's 3 days after my birthday.
When's your birthday?
23rd of March.
How old are you?
50.
There you go.
Thank you. More info and to
your baby.
You're on it today, aren't you?
I'm getting my own back, aren't I?
What? Because I haven't been here for 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. You've left me all on my own.
www.businessawardskent.co.uk.
Fantastic. I've got a tweet, an email here from Deborah Turner, the lovely Deborah Turner of FSB.
She's dodgy.
Yeah, she's lovely. She's lovely. I'm attending a panel discussion on the supply chain opportunities for SMEs relating to the new Lower Thames Crossing. I want to promote the fact that SMEs can collaborate to join the supply chain and prepare their businesses so they are ready to take on larger contracts and be aware of opportunities with the new Lower Thames Crossing. We want to promote the fact that by using local businesses, LTC and Highways England will be supporting the local economy. Would really welcome the local SME perspective about the challenges of economics, constraints in the current climate, how the delivery of the Lower Thames Crossing may affect this environment, the opportunity presented to local businesses to use the Lower Thames Crossing as a basis for upskilling and growth. It will be good to hear from you or anyone in your network that we can really get a voice for. And the panel is taking place on the 18th of February. So you've only got a week to get your views in on this. You can contact Deborah. Deborah is the lead for the Federation of Small Business for Kent and Medway. And you can email her to make contact on this at deborah.turner@fsb.org.uk.
Marsh Breakfast Networking. This is on the 27th of Feb, 26th of March, and that's at the Ship Inn in Dimchurch, and that's from 7:45 till 9:15. And then you've got the Marsh Networking over coffee, and that's the, oh, we've had that one, 5th of February, which was last Wednesday, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yes. And the 4th of March, so we've got one coming up 4th of March, and that's 10 till 12, and that's in New Romney. You've also got Rye, because that's where Terry's taking it as well. Rye Networking over Coffee, and that's on the 18th of February, which is next Tuesday, and the 17th of March, and that's 9:30 till 12, and that's at the King's Head in Rye. Now you can go on to www. And that's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Marsh Networking, and you can get onto the links for the booking.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Romney Resource Centre, and they say, hello, Paul. Hello, Business Bunker. The Romney Resource Centre is running a manual handling course on the 17th of March. This is a chance to improve your employment opportunities. Get in contact to book your space. And you can contact them by emailing them at Romney Resource Centre. Or you can call them on 01797 367 455 or follow them on their Twitter, and their Twitter handle is @RomneyResource.
Anita, did you know that Ethelbury were there last year as well? They've just put a tweet out saying, we had a grand time last year. They had to walk back to the hotel carrying shoes as the feet were very tired. What a beautiful image. Brilliant,
such
Ethelbury.
A great evening.
I love it. I'm going to be there.
Fantastic. The Networkers Networking event is back.
We know.
You mentioned this earlier, didn't you, from a tweet? I'm going to read it again because I've got an email about it, so I better read it out. It's on Wednesday the 18th of March from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and it's at Eastwell Manor, the fantastic Champneys Eastwell Manor at Ashford. It's a full-day event that's all about networking to help business owners to understand how to make their networking more effective and efficient. We all know networking is one of the best methods for making new connections, meeting other business owners, starting great collaborations, gaining new clients, and subsequently ensuring that your business builds and grows. But do you know how to be the most effective and efficient with your time whilst you're actually networking? So join us to learn more. The theme for the first event is marketing, and the day will include two speakers, the absolutely lovely Tabitha Beasley, who's known as the marketing assistant, and she's going to be giving top tips to marketing your business for free. And we're also going to hear from Mike Hacker, who we all know as Hacks of Prisma Broadcast. And he's going to be talking about managing your pitch and capturing great video footage for managing your pitch and your marketing. There's some networking activity And there's a really fantastic little workshop they've got going on. They've got an escape room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's an escape room in a bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're going to have to come along and find out. You'll be solving clues and puzzles with team building company Escape on Site. So that's really unique and different. And then there will be some round tables to discuss the business subjects that mean the most to you. And there's lots and lots of networking. And you can book and join us for the full day. Or if you prefer, you can do it without lunch, or you can just pop in for whatever part of the day suits you. So there's lots of different options for coming along to it. Tickets start from a measly 15 quid. And there's an early bird available. That didn't make sense, did it? There's also.
I think we got it. I think it did make beautiful sense.
If I hadn't have stopped there, do you think people would have ignored
noticed.
It? They would have
they
noticed,
would
they?
Never.
Because it's actually an early bird that's available. Yeah. That's not like you, Bird. This is an early one. And for more details and to book, you can visit www.
World Wide Web.
Evexio, EVEXIO.co.uk. What's on?
Well, I'm just looking at the awards here, Anita. I don't know which one to enter for now, so I'm like trying to think.
Oh, here we go, here we go.
I'm just trying to think, you know, I'm like, which one do I go for?
You can enter up to three categories, darling.
I don't know if I fit any of them. That's the interesting bit. Anyway, why are you laughing?
Nothing. I'm not going to say a word.
Good. OK, Women in Business Luncheon. Our luncheons are held each quarter in locations around Kent. You will hear a wide range of speakers covering all areas of business who will not only share their stories and experiences, but give an insight into what has worked for them and what didn't work for them. And more importantly, what you can take away and apply in your business. It is guaranteed that you will not only learn things that will make a difference, but you will also have fun. No one wants to go to a dull event. They do not, no. We hope to see you at the next luncheon. So this is £33 plus VAT. It includes a two-course lunch, two fantastic speakers, and the next one's at Chilston Park, which I love, and that's at Lenham. And this is on the 19th of March. You need to go to www.kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk.
Fantastic.
Yep.
I'm trying to catch up on it. Twitter's gone absolutely bananas bonkers.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. You can read one more thing.
Thank you so much.
And then I think we'll talk to our next guests.
Okay, awesome. So we've got the launch of jobsinkent.com. So at jobsinkent.com. This is a new simple CV template is here. You can use a simple CV if you haven't got a full CV yet, or you can use simple CV alongside your main CV. Best of all, it's free and easy to use, and you can set it up in minutes right here. So it's www.jobsinkent.com/simple CV. If I'm really honest, I'd like to get rid of this nonsensey CV now. Come on. Let's all grow up with it.
The CV.
You know, years and years ago, that's what we used to send in, didn't we? And you think to yourself, we're now in the digital age, and there is going to be a new way of going forward.
And that's part of what they're
doing. Perfect. Yeah. I didn't even know that, did I?
No, that wasn't a setup or anything, was it? She thought of that all on her little ones. And, yeah, she did.
I was thinking it was more of our production, not my lack of knowledge here, but thank you.
Well, interestingly, I think Elon Musk and Sir Richard Branson are saying that they're no longer going to be worried about people's qualifications anymore when they're applying for a job.
Yeah, do you know,
because it's their aptitude and it's what they can bring and what they achieve.
There's some fantastic research on this, which is quite scary if you work in education. The two bits of research that we reference here was I can't remember his name. Vic Newman, who's professor at Greenwich University, did some research, and he interviewed 17,000 businesses on their thoughts and feelings about qualifications, and less than 4% of those 17,000 businesses were interested in GCSEs. Less than 20% were interested in degrees. What they were interested in was attitude. And the other piece of non-related research, but related by connection, was the fact that now apprentices' earnings are greater than graduates.
Yeah.
So it's about experience.
That's a whole new discussion, isn't it, around...
Yeah, and the whole thing, Bird is absolutely right. I was a bit rude to her, but she's absolutely right. But I'm good at being rude to her. I mean, it is one of my skill set.
Seems to be part of our production, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But she's absolutely right. You know, the old style CV is the thing that's fading away big time now. And we're moving
and into
Yeah, it's about time. Yeah. Which kind of brings us on nicely to talking to our first guest, don't you think?
That's good production.
And that's because this show is produced within an inch of its life.
Practiced.
That's why. Yeah.
We spent hours this week. You don't understand. This takes years. This takes years.
In and out to get coffee.
Yeah,
you know.
She was on the slope snowboarding. I was working in the office, but it kind of came together somehow.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
The show must go on.
Absolutely. But listen, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome, after an epic journey here,
I've got to say.
Fantastic, guys. It's a pleasure to see. We've got Emily Jane and Michelle from the Job Auction. Welcome, folks.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, you've had an epic journey here. I know you got stuck on our lovely motorway system, along with all the big lorries going to the continent. So sorry about that. But you got here, and that's the main thing. So I don't mind who goes first. You can both talk at once or, you know, one at a time. I really don't mind. Why doesn't someone tell us some background to what the Job Auction is, how it came about and what it does? Yeah?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Paul. I'm Emily Jane. So the Job Auction is basically a business hub, and what that includes is a job board and a business marketplace. So explained in a bit more detail, the marketplace is where you can promote your business or search for a business. And what we've got coming soon, which is our exclusive reveal today, is that we will very soon have a shop element as well. So what this means is if you're a trade or a service provider, could be online or not, you can directly sell packages through your own shop on the Job Auction. It's a bit like Etsy is for handmade products, but it's for all types of business. So you don't have to have a tangible product. Your business might provide a service, perhaps. For example, maybe you offer a marketing advice to businesses, but you will be able to trade from the platform and take direct payments. So we will have that shop facility.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. So there's quite a lot going on there. So let's try and kind of pull that apart and make sure we understand and we got it right.
Yeah, sure.
You're offering a central place where people can promote whatever they're offering, basically.
Yeah.
Be that a product, a service, a job opportunity.
Yeah.
And are you also offering the reverse of that? So if someone was looking for work, for instance, so let's say someone was a contractor or independent consultant, yeah, could they kind of reverse that? So rather than say, right, I'm looking for someone that's a Java developer, I am a Java developer and I'm looking for work.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are a contract worker, if you're, you know, freelance, whatever your setup may be, if you're a sole trader, maybe you've got your own limited company.
Right.
Yes, you can list that on there and you can find work. That's exactly what you can do. The shop side of it is just so that you can put that work together and offer people packages. But as you rightly said, Paul, yes, you can list your services on there.
Right.
As people who have product to sell currently do with websites like Etsy. But this is a new site that is obviously, or a new function on our website, I should say, which is offering something unique for people who are service providers, tradies, etc. And they've basically got that same functionality there then as well.
Okay, cool. So kind of unravel us a bit, take a step backwards, and tell how long has the site been there? What was the inspiration for starting it in the first place? And give us a bit of background to what made you want to do this.
Okay, sure. So the Job Auction itself has been live for 2 years. We have a job board on there. It has predominantly been used as a sort of regular job board, if you will, up until this point. So the job board side of it is kind of quite basic. If you're looking for a permanent job, you can use the job board. If you want to list a job, likewise, you can use the board to list. And your first job is listed for free. We've got 24 partner networks, and your job will therefore be distributed not only to our website, but to those 24 partner networks as well. So that's kind of how we've started. And the reason it's called the Job Auction, it kind of gives a little bit more background, is because it started as an auction platform for projects. So you can still do this. So you could, you know, list that. Although that's now taken a back seat, and obviously the shop element for SMEs, small to medium sized enterprises, is now obviously taking centre stage. And as I said, on the shop, obviously you'll be able to sell packages. However, what you can also do is set an auction on a package and let's say start the bidding at £50. That might be cheaper than you'd usually opt for. But if business is slow that month, you could then offer that at a discount by setting a reserve, get upward of your price, while still allowing others a great deal and, you know, to net you some work as well. So it started, we're called the job auction, started more, as I say, of a job board and, you know, with auction, with an auction element for projects singly. Whereas we're moving more into, because we've seen a call for that, the kind of business hub side where we've got the marketplace as well. Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of evolved this project as it's unfolded, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
So, but I'm interested in the start point. So basically, it literally was an auction where you could go on and say, look, you know, I could build you a website, a bit like Fiverr, but with a bit more class.
Exactly.
It was obviously thought as an auction platform for a project or a job, basically. Mm. If you need or you needed a extension on your house, rather than going around and trying to get quotes from builders, just put your job up, put your extension plans up, what you want, and the builder can bid on it and say, look, I can do it for $20,000. Another one can say, I can do it for $19,000.
Cool.
And so on.
That's really cool. When you're doing that, can people see what you've bid? So if she's a builder and I'm a builder and you've put your extension on there and I've gone, I could do that for $90,000, and she's gone, $90,000, he's having a laugh, I could do that for $50,000. Can you see that?
You can turn that off or on, whatever you prefer. If you want other bidders to see the bids, you can do that.
Okay.
You don't want to see
that. Because in a real auction, I'd see people bidding and I'd see the history of the bid. So,
and I think from a custom point of view, that's what kind of inspires it to work, isn't it? Because if people want the work, they're going to give you bid for it with a realistic price rather than try and, overprice it.
Well, the bid goes up, is that right, rather than bidding down?
Correct. It's going up and down. Depends what you we're still talking how it was initially. You could either have say I want it to go down or up.
Yep.
If you provide the some work.
Yep.
So let's say I'm a gardener.
Yep.
And I provide landscaping a package. People can bid upwards on that. So basically, someone could say, I'll give you £100 for that. Or someone else could say, okay, I'll give you £110 for that. And obviously, as we said, with the extension, it would be downwards because you want the best price as the customer.
Can I ask you a question about that, Mike? So if you're talking about an extension and you're bidding like that, how do you know if you're going to supply pairs with pairs? Do you know what I mean? It's sort of like if you're, because it's something that's quite a complex undertaking. So if you were the person putting that on to bid for the best, you might be saying the best price, you wouldn't know if you were getting the best quality, would you?
That is correct. But you don't know that anyway.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? If you don't know, you don't know. I guess that it's only a start point as well, because you've not formed a contract by doing this.
Correct. It's not legally binding, even if you win the auction.
Yeah.
Because you can't, unless you actually, even you may still have someone come in, actually take a look at your property before they can give you the actual final quote.
Yeah.
But it's just an indication of who can do it cheaper, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also a bit, I think, sorry to interrupt you there, Mark, I think it's also kind of quite, it's good, effectively, I'm not explaining that well at all, sorry, it's much more effective perhaps time-wise as well, because I think we've all, been there where we've had builders in and we've had work done on the house and you've got different people coming around at different times to do, quotes and all the rest of it, and Usually, if that's what somebody does for a living, they'll know, you know, how much something's going to be, and they'll be able to cost it. And so then you can, you've got all your prices there in one place.
Cool, cool.
And you can see everything. Yeah.
One of the things that strikes me about that, though, that is interesting and useful, is that if a builder, well, we'll stick with builders as an example for the moment, but if a builder's bidding for it, then it shows that they want the work. Because one of the problems is, if you want work doing and you find builders and you ring them up and you go, right, would you do this? And they go, yeah. And you start negotiating, and then they go, of course, I can't do it until 2023 because I'm busy. And you go, oh, for God's sake, you know, why don't you say that up front? So it would strike me that anybody bidding for this is basically free in a reasonable time frame to do the work
that's
as well.
Such a great point. Yeah. Such a great point.
Yeah, they're looking for work, exactly.
Because they're looking for it, yeah.
Actively looking, yeah.
I like it. But you've kind of evolved from there as well. That's how you started this.
Yeah.
And you've moved into this hub, an online shop kind of thing.
Yeah.
So tell us what inspired you to move the model, to evolve the model, because you haven't scrapped what you started with, you've just kind of built it and grown.
Yeah, I mean, we come across, you know, you talked earlier about networking, et cetera, and we do meet a lot of people with SMEs, and there is a sort of general consensus out there that, as I mentioned there, Etsy, which is a great little platform for, well, I shouldn't say little, it's a great platform, it's massive, for people who are selling handmade products. But what we hear from SMEs, particularly those with trade or with a service, is that there isn't similar available to them. And as you mentioned as well, Paul, contractors, and how if there were a central space for them where they could go and, you know, do business a little bit easier, as it were, market their business, find other businesses, whether it be B2B, B2C, et cetera. And also, I would say at this point as well, a lot of SMEs, they've got, as a lot of us do, our own website, social media, etc. They might not be able to take payments through that website. So then they're still relying on clients to kind of find them, have a look at whatever they have got online in an online presence. Then you've still got to ring them and sort out payments and that kind of thing. And so what we're offering now with the new phase coming in is obviously that central business hub for people with small to medium-sized businesses, to just really make it streamlined for them, make it a lot easier for them to not only find work, but to put the payments through as well, which is obviously where the shop comes in.
Absolutely, and it strikes me, coming back to the contractor thing, a long, 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 long time ago, in fact, when Noah was a boy, I worked as a contractor for a while. And of course, nowadays, that's an incredibly difficult thing to do with IR35 legislation and all the nonsense that goes with that. So it would strike me that a platform like yours would be an assistance to contractors, because they can show that they're not just working through an agency or working through one company. They're actually actively marketing their services, which would help in any kind of IR35 shenanigans that they got dragged into.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like you said earlier, like, I mean, you had the example for Java developer, for instance. Of course, they could just create their own shop and say, I have these packages, and package, my silver package includes maybe a website or a back end type of code, or maybe a full week of coding. They could sell their services directly outside the IR35, which of course, if they go into a company, they can't do, which is now all inside the IR35, of course, which is quite a setback for,
I'm not going to put words in your mouth. It's the worst piece of legislation ever written by a politician in the history of poor politicians and rubbish legislation, but we won't go there.
I think from a politician's point of view, it's the most brilliant piece of legislation ever written, because it could have meant anything.
Yeah, exactly. They can make it mean whatever they want it to mean. That's very true. Yeah. Okay. So in terms of the platform as it exists at the moment, where are we in terms of what what you've launched. So is it all available at the moment, or is some of it still in development? And what are your plans to move this forward in the future?
So basically where we're at the moment is when you do go on the website on the job auction, www.thejobauction.com, you will see that we have the job board, and on the other side of it you will see a business marketplace where you can already list your business, so you can market your business. What we've got coming, as we say, is the shop, where you'll be able to take payments as well. And that's coming as soon as possible, really. We haven't got an exact date for it, but we want it to be out within the next couple of months. In the meantime, you can follow us and stay tuned on our social media. I will obviously be announcing once it is there so that we can fully transition. And obviously that functionality will absolutely be there for all freelancers, contractors, anyone with an SME, etc. The handles for all of our social media is @thejobauction. And that's for all of them, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can follow us on there and we'll update you when this aspect of the website is available. You can also check out our blog as well, guys. So from the website, www.thejobauction.com, the blog on there, we've got lots of announcements. We do also have a whole library of helpful articles on how to set up your business, tax advice. We talk about the IR35 on there as well. Mm. Basically anything and everything from how to market your business, interviews with other SMEs, and so on and so forth. And if that's something you'd be interested in, definitely contact us. We run a lot of interviews with SMEs. We are here to help small and medium-sized businesses.
Fantastic. So you've got this whole news and information site as part of what you're offering as well.
Yeah,
so it genuinely is a big hub with lots of different stuff on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of free advice, and as I say, you can contact other people on there once you've signed up, created a profile, so you've got access to quite a lot of things. Yeah,
cool. So and do you have any plans in the dim and distant future to world domination or anything?
Of course.
I think as long as we can help the most number of people that we possibly can, who are in business, who are starting out in business, then that's all we can hope for, really, is for people to come on, love the platform, and again to continue to evolve as we are doing at the moment. So please be patient with us, guys. We are in transition on the website, but that's all we can do, really, is to evolve over time and give the people what they want, because if we're not providing a useful service, then we haven't really done our job.
Sure, but it's one of those interesting things about portals such as yours, isn't it, that they are always evolving. Yeah, because you respond to what the users of that site need. There's never a finished point where you go, right, that's it, we're done, it works, you're just going to carry on now. Because you add services to it, the life changes, technology changes things rapidly, and not least of which politicians stick their oar in from time to time and change things that make things more difficult with different stuff. So,
but it's the practicality of that as well. Have you had to now, did you used to freelance that out? Or are you now having somebody in-house that does all your digital?
Yeah, so the job auction, we've always done everything in-house at the job auction. Everything's done internally, so that's how it's been thus far. Although I would say there are other elements where we have worked with freelancers, etc. Yeah. As well. We do like to do that as much as we can.
How did you do that? Because obviously you founded the company.
Yeah.
So how did you all of a sudden just go from, what's your background? So, because I'm intrigued in.
Yeah, sure. Sorry. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So my background is actually in design, and I'll let Mike talk for himself. His background is actually software. So probably the best person.
He's a geek.
Yeah.
Me.
Yes. Yeah, you could see, couldn't you?
He had geek written all over him. Yeah. Sorry, Mike.
No. I think that myself. Every morning when I look in the mirror.
We need those people.
Absolutely. So Emily Jane, you're from a design background. Yeah. Mike, you're from a development background. Right. And you brought those skills together. I agree with Bird. I run a number of digital media businesses, and I also operate as an angel investor. I invest in businesses, and I see people come along with ideas for digital stuff, and they go, right, and we're going to find someone to build this website for us. And I go, I wouldn't.
No.
Yeah, I just wouldn't do that.
You
need some in-house expertise to do this. Otherwise, you have no control over your entire business. So I kind of get where you've gone. And I totally agree. There's no problem with farming some stuff out. There's not a problem with that at all. But but you need some in-house expertise, otherwise you're in trouble. Yeah,
you do, especially with anything IT-related. Mm. That is quite a danger, and there is a lot of bad examples out there of people who've spent a lot of money on IT and websites and even other code. There's a lot of companies in India that provide you that, and they can be very cheap, but if you have to know your code yourself, otherwise you will not get there, and there is a danger of spending a lot of money, losing a lot of money if you're not careful.
Absolutely. And not enough people understand who owns the copyright on things like that are developed. No, I get that. I love what you're doing. I love the sound of it. It's a fascinating thing. You've been 2 years now in kind of growing and developing it.
Yeah.
How's it going?
We're enjoying it still. I think that's the main thing.
Yeah, it's still fun.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing with any business, I guess. The fun goes, you might as well stop.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you finding there's a sector that are really responding to you and you go, wow, it's the construction industry? Or is there a certain industry that is coming along with you on this more than other industries?
I think it's been pretty across the board. What's your take on it, Mike? I mean, that's what we've found, that it's had a sort of mass appeal. There hasn't been, as I said, it has predominantly been used as a job website, and we are now obviously trying to simplify everything and make it a lot easier, and also, you know, as I've mentioned, incorporate the business marketplace and the shop element for SMEs. But those that have used it to date,
I couldn't single out a particular industry.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, just talking about the job board side of it, is that something that you're going to continue to develop? Because job boards are a kind of very difficult place at the moment with certain very large companies are dominating the marketplace at the moment. So what's your thoughts on the trajectory of the job board marketplace?
Well, we will keep it as a feature on the business hub.
Because you've got something unique about what you do as well with it as well.
On the job board?
Yeah.
No, the job board is just a standard job board. If you need permanent staff, you list the job out, and people can apply through the platform. We will keep that as a feature in the future. So it will be a business hub where you can find permanent staff if you wish. It is quite a crowded market, the job board market. Mm. But then again, most markets are quite crowded.
They are. It's like anything digital, isn't it? The cost of entry is really low. So, you know, you get loads of people pile into a marketplace in various qualities and abilities. No, I get that. I just wondered if you had any views on where you saw that particular part. I'm trying to steal your ideas, basically. Where you saw that kind of market moving towards, whether you see anything heading out into the near future in changes in that marketplace, or whether it's kind of a fairly static place at the moment.
You mean the job market?
Yeah, job market, yeah.
I don't know. It's quite static. It's been the same. Finding a job and offering a job's been the same for the last, you know,
it's a bit like you were saying,
200 years.
Yeah, exactly.
There will be something soon that changes this.
Yeah.
There must be.
Yeah.
Especially with technology evolving and so on. What that is, we don't know. Hopefully we come up with it.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, will that be you to go, actually, this is how you apply now. You apply by video. You apply by, you know, you don't even need to go in now because CVs are boring. They're done. Where do we take it next, isn't it?
Exactly.
And there will be people like yourselves who will trailblaze that into our existence.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. I think it's exactly as you said earlier, Billy, I think it's about keeping up. Mm. And that's also obviously what we've mentioned about the website as well, is constantly evolving, is a living, breathing thing. And it's about responding to the public's needs. You know, whether you're looking for a job, listing a job, whether you've got a small business, trade, SME, etc. But really, at the moment, we are just trying to create that business hub where we can offer everything under one roof. So yes, certainly if it becomes, you know, CVs are going much more digital or something's moving away from one area and into another, or we're finding yet again that people are using the platform in a different way, then obviously we will strive to offer that, whatever that may be. But there's certainly, I wouldn't say no limitations. I'm sure we are with limitations, but we will try as best we can to offer users whatever it is that they want or are looking for.
Yeah, and just talking about our chopboard, it is, as far as chopboards go, quite an advanced version of a chopboard. It does use AI technology provided by IBM to us. Basically, it scans any uploaded document from an applicant, be that a cover letter or a CV, and creates a summary for you as the potential employer of the personality traits of that particular person. So
yep.
From how it is written, you can then say, okay, this person is fairly angry or very lovely or very straightforward, very honest.
Yeah.
So that is something we have incorporated into the job board.
Oh, okay, cool.
Does it, and I'm intrigued with these things, but you and I know that when we look at people to employ, I'm going to look at their social media. That's obvious to me now. Does it have that algorithm that it can take on the social media element of that person? Because I know everybody who wants to come and work with me, they've done their research on who I am, what I'm, you know, and I'm going to do the same likewise. Are you seeing that somewhere that's going to go, or is that what you're doing already?
I'm not sure how we probably can't automate this. You have to do it yourself, I guess, because I guess there would be some problems with the GDPR.
Yep.
There's actually an even bigger issue. I think, listening to your accent, you might be Swiss.
Correct.
Yeah. In Germany, it's actually illegal to check someone's social media as part of a job application.
How interesting.
Yeah.
How do you prove that, though?
I don't know.
Where's the practicality
exactly.
in that?
I don't think they bothered about the practicality. They just made it illegal. So you can't... Here, if you apply for a job, you check someone's LinkedIn profile or Facebook.
Yeah.
You can't... there's nothing stopping you checking their profile, but you can't use it as part of the job application process. Yeah.
Personally, when hiring, I'm a big fan of a very quick first contact.
Yeah.
Just give the person a 5-minute ring. Talk to them. If you think they fit, then obviously go to the next stage. Because an interview is always for both sides anyway. It's not just for you to find out whether that person will be a good fit, but it's also for them to find out whether they actually like you.
We talk about this all the time.
You're absolutely right, Mike, and so many people lose sight of that it's a two-way process, especially at the moment, because we have a massive skill shortage. So, you know, applicants are in the driving seat to a large extent, but you still see so many organisations trying to recruit as if they were doing everyone a favour by offering them some low-paid job. And it doesn't work like that. I totally and utterly agree. Listen, guys, I love what you're doing. It sounds fantastic. We wish you continued and much success with it. Just give us a shout out for the website address again so that people know where to go and look.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Paul. So the job auction, it is www.thejobauction.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, guys. Do stay with us. We've got a few minutes left of the show, so stay with us. Do feel free to join in. But for the moment, Emily, Jane and Mike from the Job Auction, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cool.
You got some emails to read?
I've got loads.
Yeah, I've got loads too.
Twitter's gone mad. Okay, yeah. So help with bridge the gap between schools and businesses. I love doing this one. It's over a quarter of FSB members say that finding appropriately skilled staff is the biggest challenge to business growth. We're working with the government to make it easier for small businesses to get involved in inspiring young people about apprenticeships and the world of work. Now, we put this as Skills 30 in Kent. This is a two-hour event. Businesses hear from local authority, relevant recruitment groups, or students take part in an employment-related workshop. Then the magic happens where they bring both groups together and facilitate speed networking. Now, the next event is the 12th of February, which is when?
Mañana, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and that's at St George's at Broadstairs. Will you be there?
I will indeed.
You can book your place. It is, guess how much?
Free.
It's only free.
It's only nothing.
Do people value it even though it's free?
No.
There we go. 3rd of June, and that's 100 Now, I always get this wrong. 100 who or ho?
Who? 100 of who?
100 who Academy.
100 of who.
Okay. And then we've got the 8th of July 2020, and that's at Maskells School.
Where?
Maskells. What are you laughing at?
No, nothing. No, yeah.
I don't come from these parts.
I know you're
do
doing.
I?
You're doing it in pirate.
You weird people.
She's doing it in pirate, aren't you? On Maskell.
I'm really sorry.
Uara, we went to Maskell's.
I have to tolerate
you,
what yeah. you have to oh, probably
my,
tolerate.
My little lovely. Yeah. No.
Paddock Wood. Anyway, www.
Wibbly wobbly way. Yeah.
KentBusinessRadio.co.uk/3030.
Fantastic.
Got big apologies to make today. I'm just saying.
Hashtag. Oh really? Oh, I miss you, bird. I miss you. How's your bruises?
Have you seen?
Oh, no.
It was the up through.
How'd you do that then?
That was snowboarding. Rib was skiing.
I thought you didn't ski. I thought you just.
I don't. I'm learning.
Well, that's how you broke your ribs in. Okay. Yeah. All right. Got it. We won't mention that anymore then.
Stephen said, I'll teach you.
Yeah.
Don't ever get your beloved to teach you to do something.
This is the element of family businesses that we need to ignore.
This is not family businesses, Anita. Yeah. They do not teach you. I tell you, bless him, he really tried to fill in as much as he could in a short amount of time. I'm like, love, just give me one thing to learn and then let me practice it. Go on.
No, I'm not going to say.
You don't need to. Go on.
No, I'm not going to say.
Anyway, what you got over there?
I've got the Venues and Events Expo Southeast 2020. We will be opening the doors to the third annual Vexpo in 2020, and we'll be hosting Vexpo in a brand new venue, more central in the southeast of England. It's going to be held at the Hampshire Court Hotel, which is on the outskirts of Basingstoke, and we will have more than 80 amazing exhibitors showcasing the very best venues and suppliers based in the southeast of England, giving you the chance to connect with them and to get to know what they can offer you and your clients. Plus, we will be running some fam trips, that's familiarization trips, after the expo to allow you to truly experience what the Southeast has to offer. Put the date in your diary and we will send you more details as soon as we officially launch. And in fact, they have officially launched now, as of this morning. The event is taking place on Thursday, the 14th of May, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's free to attend.
How much?
It's free. You can go there and find out all about it by going to
www.worldwideweb.
venuesevents.co.uk.
Beautiful. Are you struggling with what to post on your social media profiles, trying to keep up to date with the latest updates and trends? Don't you worry, they have the solution. Start social media in a box, not your standard journal. It's a journal with online training resources and one you can buy any time of the year that will have up to 15 months of planning tools. This is social media strategy plan and journal for 2020, content strategy calendar and template, a little book of content ideas, social media engagement manual, and a social media strategy video course and library. You need to go to www.zccsocialmedia.clickfunnels.com/salespage. But don't you worry, we'll have it on our website.
Cool. To mark over 10 years of Women in Business luncheons, we thought we'd do something special this year and give you the opportunity to really get to know each other in a relaxed and informal way. So the Women in Business luncheon will be held in Bruges on the 18th of June. If you want to find out more about it, you can go to www.kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk. I like Bruges.
Well, I was marathon training in Bruges.
Were you?
And I had to run 20 miles. So you can only do a circle. It was very boring. I'm ever so sorry, Bruges. But
so,
anyway.
So did you run over every bridge?
I've no idea, but it got very boring.
Because if you go around in a circle, you have to cross the canal and the river about four times.
There
don't you
go. It felt like it was hilarious.
And there's lots of churches there.
People thought I was mad. They just kept on.
Well, they're probably pretty right about that.
Anyway, very funny.
What else you got, Bird?
I've got loads, but, you know.
Well, you've got 2 minutes to read one more thing,
okay.
And then we're going to finish up.
Save the date, Southeast Construct Expo 2020. It's Tuesday, the 28th of April, south of England, showground at Ardingly. I got it right this time.
You did. She
West
got it. She nailed
Sussex.
It.
Yeah. I can learn, you know.
Ardingly, yeah.
And we've got Wednesday, the 23rd of September at Sandown Park, and that's the exhibition centre at Surrey. Details are on the
www.winewisdomworld.construction-expo-uk.co.uk. Fantastic. I had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson saying, interesting discussion on the evolution of the job board and the creation of the job shop. Be good to see how this further evolves with the way the market is at the moment. And it's a very clever idea indeed, Paul. She said, indeed, Paul, to try and get ahead of a bigger organisation in a similar market. So she was being clever there. That's from Tracy Ferguson on the Twitter. We've still got loads of tweets coming in.
Brilliant. Yeah. I love it.
Cool. The community show tuned in. Great shout out for Kent Community. They're super. We've got Josephine coming on the community show on Thursday, the 5th of March.
I nearly forgot. My show tomorrow, you won't believe this, on the conversation.
Hold on, wait. You've got a show.
I've got a show. It's in its fourth
year. She's got a show. We didn't know this.
I've been going 4 years now.
Have you?
Yep. And it's called
About Time You Stop Then.
It's called The Conversation, and it's tomorrow, Wednesday. We got our global live radio show. Now, I've got two guests on tomorrow, and we've got Cole Mahay, who used to be in Special Forces, and he's joined forces with one of the top criminals in the UK who was in prison for 20 years.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, now I've got your ears perked up, haven't I?
Blimey.
And they've
You're planning a heist, aren't you? They're planning a heist. It's not a radio show at all, it's a front.
So we've got Stephen Gillan, Cole Mahay, come and listen to how they brought their two journeys together to actually give you the same success.
Wow, blimey. That's going to be.
Now I've got your ears perked up.
Sounds amazing.
Thank you.
That's 1 o'clock here on channelradio.co.uk/2 or bizradio.co.uk. 1 o'clock tomorrow, Wednesday, manana.
The conversation.
The conversation with Bird and some weird people.
Let's go.
Cool. I need to tell you while we're talking about other shows.
Weird people. I'm not telling them that you called them weird, either of them.
No, apologise for me.
Down.
I'm not getting on the wrong side of those.
Where's Mr. Andrews today?
I need you to also listen to the Business Bunker Extra Show on Friday, hosted by the lovely Amanda Flanders, and her co-host on the show this week is Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, and their guest is business consultant and coach Peter Searle. So do tune in, 11 o'clock on Friday, here on bizradio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Extra Show. But we're almost there for another week. What do you think, Bird?
I loved it.
Have you got anything else that needs reading out on a time-sensitive basis in the last minute before we sign off? I mean, no.
It's binary, no.
No. Okay.
I've had a great time.
Cool.
Great. Well,
it's been lovely to talk to you all. I want to say a big thank you to Anita from the Family Business Place, to Emily Jane and Mike from the Job Auction, to lovely co-host.
Lovely to be back. The bruise.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks, love.
Bruises and all, and your broken rib and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. It's lovely to see you. As I say, tune in on Friday to the Business Bunker Extra Show and hear from Amanda and Gemma and Peter Searle at 11 o'clock. Do check out this show tomorrow, Wednesday.
I know. Perked your ears up now, isn't it?
With a conversation, which is going to be epic. But that's it for another week. Thank you to everybody that tweeted, emailed, sent us rude gifts and all the other stuff that you did.
We love it.
We love it. We lap it up. Thank you so much. We will be back next Tuesday with another show. And I think, as Anita mentioned, some of the guests will be Keith and Kate from Athelbrae.
Yeah, another family business.
Which we're really looking forward to. So join us next week. We'll see you all soon. Have a fabulous week, everybody, and bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.